Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says development of railways crucial in achieving goal of developed India. President Draupadi Murmu says government is working for upliftment of all sections of society including scheduled tribes. At least 4 cases of human metapneumovirus detected in India. And Nagaland to compete in 69th Senior National Volleyball Championship starting tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the country is engaged in achieving the goal of a developed India and for this, the development of Indian railways plays a crucial role. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of various railway projects via video conferencing. He said, "The last decade has been the decade of visible transformation of the Indian railway and it has changed the image of the country."
भारत में रेलवे के विकास को हम 4 पैरामीटर्स पर आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं। पहले रेलवे का इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का मॉडर्नाइजेशन, दूसरा रेलवे के यात्रियों को आधुनिक सुविधा, तीसरा रेलवे की देश के कोने कोने में कनेक्टिविटी, चौथा रेलवे से रोजगार का निर्माण, उद्योगों को सपोर्ट.
In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new Jammu Railway Division. He said the launch of rail infrastructure projects in Jammu Kashmir, Telangana and Odisha will promote tourism and add to socio-economic development in these regions. Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated the Charlapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana and laid the foundation stone of Rayagada Railway Division building of East Coast Railways. President Draupadi Murmu today stated that government is working for the upliftment of all sections of society, including scheduled tribes, addressing women representatives belonging to scheduled tribes from the Panchayati Raj institutions of different states at Rashtrapati Bhavan. She said women empowerment is the backbone of Indian democracy. President Murmu said that constitution has provided equal rights to women. Amid rising concerns over an outbreak of human metapneumovirus, HMPV, in China, at least 4 cases of HMPV have been detected in India. While 2 cases have been detected in Karnataka, one was reported from Gujarat and the other from Kolkata. In Karnataka, the Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, detected the 2 cases in a 3-month-old female infant and an 8-month-old male infant. Both the infants are now recovering and neither of the affected patients have any history of international travel. The Union Health Ministry is monitoring the situation with all the available surveillance channels. The ministry said both the cases were identified through routine surveillance for multiple respiratory viral pathogens. Amid rising cases of HMPV in China, the World Health Organization is providing timely updates regarding the situation in China. The Union Health Ministry said the recent preparedness drill conducted across the country has shown that the country is well equipped to handle any potential increase in respiratory illnesses and public health interventions can be deployed promptly. Meanwhile, Karnataka Health and Family Welfare Minister Dinesh Gundu Rao has called a meeting of his department officials to discuss developments after the 2 HMPV cases were detected in Bengaluru.
HMPV is something which is already there in it's been there for a long time and it causes common symptoms like cold and maybe flu, cough, and then it's a self-limiting virus, so it goes away after some time. And I don't think we should be calling it the first case. That is the wrong way of reporting.
In Gujarat, a 2-year-old child was reported to be infected from Chandkheda's area of Ahmedabad. The child from Rajasthan was admitted to a private hospital after showing symptoms of cold and cough. The child is stable now. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has urged students to adhere to traffic rules in order to make roads safer not only for themselves but also for others. Addressing the Suraksha Reloaded event of the Sadak Suraksha Abhiyan 2025 by NHAI in Mumbai, Mr. Gadkari highlighted that 10,000 people had lost their lives in school and institutional areas over the past year. He emphasized that children have the power to influence their parents and those around them. Mr. Gadkari reiterated that if children pledge to abide by the rules, they will not only keep themselves safe but also help protect others. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla inaugurated the Panchayat Se Parliament 2.0 program in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi today. Around 500 elected women representatives from Panchayati Raj institutions from 20 states and union territories are participating in the program. The program aims to empower elected women representatives from scheduled tribes from Panchayati Raj institutions and to enhance their knowledge of constitutional provisions, parliamentary procedures and governance to foster effective leadership. Speaking on the occasion, Om Birla said, Panchayati Raj institutions are working towards the development of villages and realize the vision of self-reliant India.
Har kshetra ke andar is desh ki mahilaon ne is desh ke vikas mein bahut bada yogdan diya hai aur aaj mujhe khushi hai ki janjati kshetra se hamari loktantra ki sabse mahatvapurna sanstha panchayat raj ke andar आपके नेतृत्व से उन जनजाति क्षेत्र के अंदर सामाजिक आर्थिक विकास महिलाओं को स्वावलंबन बनाना ग्रामीण कटु उद्योग को बढ़ाना उस सब में भी आपका बहुत बड़ा योगदान है.
Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi lauded the initiative, saying it will help in further empowering women. She said women associated with panchayats will play an important role in disseminating the benefits of the central government schemes and programs to the ground level. The Mitalephe Village Welcome Gate was inaugurated today. Inaugurating the gate, Chief Conservator of Forests and Project Director, Forest and Biodiversity Management in the Himalayas, Supong Nukshi, lauded the efforts of the Village Council, Community Conservation Area Committee and the village community for the success of erecting the gate, which has been constructed 61 years since establishment of the village. Noting that the project is funded and monitored by the German Development Bank, KfW, he encouraged the villagers to take up projects with honesty and diligence. Mr. Subong Nukshi also stressed upon the prospects for further funding. Nagaland is all set to participate at the 69th Senior National Volleyball Championship 2025. The Nagaland State Men's Volleyball Team comprises 14 players, 2 coaches and 2 team managers. The championship is commencing tomorrow at Jaipur in Rajasthan and will conclude on January 13. India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions likely to continue over Nagaland and its neighbouring states on the 9th and 10th of January. It also predicted light to moderate rainfall at many places, accompanied with thunderstorm activity at isolated places over the northeastern states during the next 2 days. IMD said rise in minimum temperatures by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius is likely over the region during next 1 to 2 days and gradual fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius during subsequent 2 days. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says development of railways crucial in achieving goal of developed India. President Draupadi Murmu says government is working for upliftment of all sections of society including scheduled tribes. At least 4 cases of human metapneumovirus detected in India. And Nagaland to compete in 69th Senior National Volleyball Championship starting tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.